Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's be real, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel that little flutter in your chest when you see your phone light up? Or maybe a jolt of anxiety when you haven't checked it for just 5 minutes? Yeah, me too. Welcome to the club, fam. We call this phone-related anxiety, and trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into this super common and totally relatable struggle. So grab your headphones, settle in, and get ready to untangle the anxious knot in your gut. Because by the end of this episode, you'll have some seriously powerful tools to manage that phone-induced panic and reclaim your peace of mind. First things first, let's break down what exactly contributes to this phone anxiety. You know that feeling when your notifications are going wild, your inbox is overflowing, or social media feels like a constant competition? That's a recipe for stress. We're bombarded with information, expectations, and the pressure to be constantly connected. Takeaway hash 1. Remember, you're not obligated to respond to every single notification. It's okay to set boundaries and take control of your digital life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't answer a knock on the door every 5 seconds in real life, right? So why feel pressured to do that online? Takeaway hash 2. Ever notice how scrolling through social media can trigger those comparison vibes? We're constantly bombarded with curated perfection, which can leave us feeling inadequate or insecure. It's a trap. Focus on building your own authentic happiness instead of comparing yourself to others' highlight reels. You got this. Takeaway hash 3. One of the biggest culprits behind phone anxiety is FOMO, the fear of missing out. But here's the truth. You can't experience everything, and that's okay. It's more important to focus on being present in your own life and savoring those real-life moments instead of constantly chasing what everyone else is doing. Takeaway hash 4. Don't underestimate the power of a good digital detox. Seriously, step away from the screen for a few hours each day. Go for a walk, read a book, have a face-to-face conversation with a loved one. Disconnect to reconnect with yourself and your world around you. Takeaway hash 5. This is huge. Learn to manage your expectations. Your phone isn't your lifeline or the source of all your happiness. It's a tool, use it wisely, but don't let it control you. Remember, true connection and fulfillment come from real life experiences and meaningful relationships. Think about that time you were scrolling through social media before bed and suddenly felt overwhelmed with worry or anxiety. You might have compared yourself to others, stressed over work deadlines, or even just got sucked into a vortex of endless content. It happens to the best of us. This is where those phone anxiety triggers kick in, those little things that set off your stress response. Now imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, laughing and enjoying each other's company. Someone pulls out their phone, starts checking messages, and suddenly the energy shifts. The conversation falters, people get quiet, and that warm, connected feeling disappears. That's what happens when phone anxiety takes over, steals our focus, disrupts real-life connections, and leaves us feeling isolated, even when surrounded by people. So how do we break free from this cycle? By recognizing those triggers, setting boundaries, and reclaiming our attention. Remember, you've got this. Start small, implement one or two of these tips today, and watch as your phone anxiety starts to fade. You'll find yourself feeling more relaxed, more present, and more connected to yourself and the people around you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. And let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaways are or if you have any questions. Until next time, remember, your phone doesn't run your life, you do.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.